And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Glisson, in with an update of what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group in the overnight trade and what is expected during the day today. A quick look at the national average basis for corn tells us it was weaker overnight, down a penny at 33 cents under the December futures contract. The corn index shows it was up 3 cents for the cash price at $2.97, that according to DTN. The national average basis for soybeans, 11 cents weaker at 46 under the November futures contract, while the DTN National Soybean Index was a dime lower at $8.91, so breaching the $9 level. We'll take a greater look at those numbers a bit later with Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Now here's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated with an update of the growing region's forecast.
Most of the Midwest will continue to experience some highly favorable weather in the next full week, with very little precipitation of significance expected to impact the key crop areas, meaning that harvesting and crop maturation will advance with very little weather-related delay. The biggest change in today's forecast versus that of yesterday is a little bit of a delay in the arrival of colder air next week, and also a delay in the arrival of more significant rainfall. And because of these changes, there will be an extra day provided at least for some areas in the Midwest to continue to benefit greatly from the relatively dry and summer-like weather pattern which is prevailing across the region. This will help to firm up the soil in those areas that have been a little bit on the wet side, meaning more aggressive field work will likely take place both in the harvest of summer crops as well as the planting of winter grain. And it's also going to continue to be unusually warm, with temperatures well above average over this next several day period. In fact, I think we can go a full week without encountering any kind of serious change in temperatures. And that means that we will be rising in the afternoons to temperature readings that are going to be into the 70s and 80s often. In fact, we'll probably see that beginning here this afternoon across a big part of the Midwest. Afternoon readings in the upper 70s. And lower 80s. And as we move on into the day of tomorrow and on through the weekend, we'll see similar readings occurring on a daily basis. Some cooling will be possible in the north as we get into the first part of next week, but the majority of the Midwest will not see a substantial amount of cooling until we get to the end of next week and more likely in the following weekend. We are going to see the low temperatures at night warming up a little bit more. Recent lows have been in the 40s and 50s. We'll see a little bit more of that tomorrow, but I think most of the lows will be in the 50s and perhaps eventually warming back into some lower 60s for some areas as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. We should see some cooling take place in the far northwestern part of the Midwest early next week, but it's not going to be very significant. Temperatures will still be above average, but we'll see a few upper 30 degree lows perhaps showing up in some of the northwesternmost Corn Belt country. It's not just the U.S. Midwest that's going to be experiencing this favorable harvest environment. Many areas in the U.S. Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and portions of the U.S. Plains and northward up into parts of Canada will all be involved with this, at least at times. The weather won't be as perfect in Canada and the northern and central U.S. plains as that in the Midwest, but there will still be opportunity for significant field progress to take place. The earliest that we could see our weather turn notably colder across the Midwest, of course, will be at the end of next week and the following weekend. And the model data out there, computer forecast model data, is not being very consistent about how cold it will be and what exact timing that will take place. However, with that said, our trend model continues to point very seriously towards a short-term bout of colder weather, but a quick rebound also is expected to occur a little later in the middle part of the month, with temperatures back into a warm bias again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner for his weekly and daily updates of the weather forecast here at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
At the CME Group at this hour, futures are trading lower. Nearby December wheat at 472 and three quarters, down 7.5 cents. December corn 2.5 lower at 327. The March at 340, down 2.25. July down 2.5. Next year's December 2.5 lower as well. November beans are 6.25 lower at $9.30.5. The January at 938 and three quarters, down 6.5 cents in July. As this hour is down 4.5 cents. November down 6 for next year. Bean meal down $1.50. Bean oil 12 cents lower. Live cattle in the October 17.5 lower at 155.15. October feeders at 230. 27.5 are down 12.5 cents. And lean hogs in the October at $106.67.5, down 77.5 cents. Along with us today to take a look at the numbers, discuss what's been happening in the marketplace, is Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Are the combines running full steam in your area, Peoria?
Yeah, they sure are. I would say the first of the week, everybody really got going, and that first day or two out, it's a little bit tricky, but really went hard yesterday, and without any dew this morning, I think they'll be in the same mode.
Yeah, they'll be out working. What kind of information do you think they need at hand at this time, other than to be safe on the combines and to work hard and bring in a good harvest?
Yeah, all of the above. We are seeing this basis really drag down cash prices. We've been talking about how much the bean basis has fallen apart over the last 2 weeks' time, but the corn basis, at least at the processors now, is dropping a nickel or so almost every day. So that makes marketing decisions a little tougher. Guys that did harvest last week and sold across the scales, I think, picked up some of the better basis that we can expect over the next month's time.
Is there anything that you can tell producers at this point that will make their marketing easier, other than it's going to go down as we get into the glut of harvest? We're really just getting a good start.
We are just getting a good start, and really from a seasonal standpoint, we should be down in corn and beans into this October 10th time frame, into the next crop report at least. But with a large harvest and that we've got ahead of us, I think that our seasonal lows may come a bit later than that this year.
The only good news on that front would be, I suppose, for crop insurance, because October is the crop insurance setting month. What do you see in the soy complex?
Bean oil's been kind of an interesting deal. We've got strong palm oil prices supporting the bean oil. You know, this summer has been all about the meal side of things being in hot demand, and now the bean oil side has found awfully good support. That may prevent these November beans from dropping down too far from recent lows. We could get down to 920 or so, but there's a lot of people thinking that there's going to be at least an 8 in front of the beans. I'm not in that bent right here.
At least on the cash side, that has happened already, because the national DTN index fell and below $9 this morning, down a dime at, I think, $8.91 is what I recall reading just a few moments ago. So this is a number producers hadn't thought they'd see for a long time, I suppose.
Well, and we haven't seen it for about 4 years, so... but we also haven't seen the kinds of yields and the stock situation in the... And good world crops like what we're anticipating this year with really stiff northern hemisphere crops.
Just a few seconds left. The grain stocks report is due out next week. Anything important there?
No, I don't think so, Todd. USDA is going to have to come back and revise the 2013 bean crop if we are to have an ending stocks of 125 or 26 somewhere in that vicinity, which is where I think they'll come in.
Ellen, thanks so much. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, and joins us here on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. You can find her again not very long from now up on our website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Mostly sunny skies, a 78-degree high, calm winds. Tonight, clear and 53, a light east wind. Friday, sunny skies and 79 on an east wind at 3 to 6. And then Friday night, clear with a low of 55 degrees. Saturday, sunny skies and 79. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 58 degrees. To start the week, partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 79 degrees. Sunday night, cloudy and 56. And for the work week, mostly sunny and 79 on Monday. Tuesday, sunny and 77. And on Wednesday, sunny skies and 77 degrees. Be safe on the combine. If you're in rural areas traveling, be on the lookout for those great big machines. They do really move very, very slow. I'm Todd Gleason.